Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Amy. May I have your zip code, please?
72727.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Barbara Lynn Powell.
Thanks, Ms. Powell. And for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address?
1280 Middle Fork Road, Elkins, Arkansas.
Alrighty, thank you. I see on the 7th of May, you placed an order for the Serene and Thrive CBD formulas. How may I help you with that today?
Well, I may have on the 7th of May got a free sample off of the mail, off of y'all's advertisement, but nowhere did I see that it said that it was going to refill.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. On the website where the order is placed, the terms...
Well, I didn't place it off of the website. It was an ad on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am. That order form that you filled out right above the submit order button, the terms and conditions were listed. It states you're sent a 30-day supply for the cost of shipping. If there's no call to cancel within the 14-day trial period, on the 15th day, you are charged for the product as well as placed on an automatic shipping program.
Well, we need to get this off this automatic shipping program. I do not care to have this done.
Okay, not a problem. I can definitely
and
cancel.
And nowhere did I see that this was going to be automatic, nor have I received any product.
Okay, now
other than a sample.
Yes, ma'am, that's what those charges are for. For those the 30-day supplies that were sent for the cost of shipping, those first bottles that you have there, $95.94 and $99.94. Now, so I cancel this. I would like to mention that the product is number one on the market for natural pain relief. If you'd like to continue with us today, I can send you out a couple of free bottles at no charge.
Well, this $95 and the $99, nowhere did I have that in my checking account.
Sam, I do apologize about that. I do have a cancellation in here, which will prevent any future charges. In just a moment, I'll have that confirmation code for you.
Well, now I need my refunded.
I do apologize, Ms. Powell, but since there was no call to cancel within the 14-day trial period.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I do not see. I read the contract. I read the little stuff on my little page. Nowhere was that ever posted up there that I read that it said that if I didn't call y'all back in 14 days, that y'all would charge me full price for these.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know if you recall.
That cannot happen.
I'm not sure if you recall.
I only get paid once a month. My income is disability, and nowhere do I have basically $200 to be putting in this program.
Okay, I do apologize about that.
And if you can help me, then maybe you need to sit me to your supervisor.
I can definitely speak with my supervisor to see if there's anything maybe they'll allow me to do as a courtesy. Do you mind holding just a moment?
That will be just fine.
Thank you very much. One moment. Okay, thank you very much for your patience in holding. My supervisor did review the account, and unfortunately, because the terms and conditions were agreed to. Yes, ma'am. She's not authorizing me to refund the account. I do apologize.
Because my account is overdrawn. And I don't get paid till the end of the month.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. However, they have not authorized me to release a refund back on the account.
Well, maybe you should just allow me to speak with these people then. I can't let it go that easy. I do not have this money.
Okay. Now, I do have this account canceled, which does prevent any future shipments or charges.
But however, ma'am, that does not solve my problem right now. It's a long time till the end of the month. And I would not have done this if I had known that it would reorder, because I have to plan every little program I have put through my account to make sure that I can live through the month. And when I went to the bank yesterday to pay other things, I was surprised to find my account was overdrawn. Because I barely have, at the end of the month, after I pay all my bills, I only have a couple hundred dollars left anyway. By the time I do my medicine and all this other stuff, buy some gas for my car, I don't have it. And I haven't done the things that I need to do completely, and we're only in like the 10th of the month. I don't know what today is, 10th or 11th.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. But with that no call to cancel within the 14-day trial period, they are holding you to the terms and conditions that were agreed to before the order was placed.
Well, nowhere did I see that. Because I would not, I would have wrote it down to make sure that I was within it, or I would have let it go, because I would have planned for it so that there would be money in my checking account for it. But seeing how I did neither one, because I did not know it was going to be automatically drafted, nor that each bottle cost $100. I don't understand that.
Yes, ma'am. But I do have the account canceled, which does prevent...
Yes, ma'am. I understand that, and I appreciate that, but that still does not solve my problem. And like I said, if your manager can't do it, you can't do it through your manager, then I would like to speak to your manager.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Capable of handling the call, I did go to my supervisor for authorization to refund.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. But I can't take that as an answer.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I apologize, but they did not authorize me to.
I apologize, too. I know you're trying to do your job, but I have got to do better than that, because... like I said, it is a long time out there. And I got to figure this out. So if you cannot take care of it, then I need to speak with them.
Yes, ma'am. If you'll please remain on the line, I will transfer you over. Just a moment here while I prepare your account for transfer.
Thank you.
No problem. Just a moment. Alrighty, if you'll please remain on the line, you'll hear a brief silence, music, and then you will be transferred. Thank you very much for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.